Good morning. Kippy and I both are looking forward to working with each of you as we begin our journey in the fall quarter, looking at the aspect of living in the light of future glory. We're going to be using the book of James, 1 Peter, and 2 Peter to guide our thoughts. We would ask that each of us read all three of those books each week. They're short letters, and as we look at James, James begins his by saying, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. So the people that James were talking to were people that were in all various areas and walks of life that he was trying his best to encourage as they were trying to live the best they could for God, for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. That's one reason why, as we begin this journey, Kippy and I want each of us, including ourselves, to really ask ourselves, where are we? We feel like the book of James, 1 Peter, and 2 Peter are excellent books for us to study because not only did James send his to all areas, but if you turn over to 1 Peter 1 and begin reading with verse 1, we see that it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood. So Peter also was writing to people throughout the kingdom of God. So what James has to say to us and what Peter has to say to us through their books is very important. We're not necessarily going to be doing a verse-by-verse study. That's one reason why we want you to read all of James and 1 and 2 Peter each week. On the YouVersion site, I have created a Bible study entitled Living in the Light of Future Glory. And I have placed some Bible references there, some polls there, to help us think as we prepare to interact with each other each week. Kippy and I may be adding some things to this site, and we're going to be giving you the link to this site during the very first week of class. Again, we can't express how excited we are in studying God's Word with each of you. Kippy has interacted with the class several times, and I have had the opportunity of interacting with the class, and we are really looking forward to this opportunity of tag-teaming, and many weeks that we're both there, we may both talk and interact with the class. And then there may be times that I may have to be gone, and there may be times that Kippy may have to be gone. But we pray that this study that we're going to be doing during the months of September, October, and November will help each one of us to grow closer to our God, our Creator, our Sustainer, our life. If it wasn't for Him, and if it wasn't for His love for the Gentiles, we wouldn't have the hope that we have that James and Peter both talk about. Again, we love each one of you. We can't wait to get started in this journey with all of us. Thank you and have a great day.